Violence erupts in Portland as rioters reportedly hurl Molotov cocktails at federal officers. By Hannah Blow on July 27, 2020. Protests descended into violent chaos yet again in Portland over the weekend, as protesters targeted the federal courthouse and reportedly hurled Molotov cocktails toward federal officers. Chaos erupted in the city again late Sunday into early Monday morning as protesters attempted to breach the fence of the federal courthouse, hurling mortar-style fireworks over the fence. A group also lit what the Portland police described as a large fire in Lonsdale Square Park. On July 27, 2020 at about 12:59 a.m. somebody started a fire just inside the fence along SW 3rd Avenue. The fire started quickly, grew into large flames on the sidewalk, and was out within about a minute. Following that, dozens of people approached the outside of the fence with shields and began throwing objects over it. Footage from the protests show demonstrators throwing what appeared to be Molotov cocktails toward federal officers. Portland police did not assist federal law enforcement in dispersing the crowds and did not make any arrests late Sunday or early Monday morning. The violence coincided with police recovering a bag filled with loaded rifle magazines and Molotov cocktails near Lonsdale Square Park. Portland police provided a picture of the discovery on social media. According to the Portland Police Bureau, the origin of this ammunition and these destructive devices is under investigation. While Portland police did not engage with protesters late Sunday, it did declare a riot in downtown Portland on July 26, arresting several people, including 29-year-old Dana Parks, Portland, resist arrest, attempt assault of public safety officer X2, escape 3X2, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct 2. 29-year-old Reese Allen Whiskey Sutton, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct 2, resist arrest. 28-year-old Christopher J. Briggs, interfering with a peace officer, disorderly conduct 2. 28-year-old Mackenzie D. Kirsch, interfering with a peace officer. 24-year-old Anana Andrews, Portland, interfering with a peace officer. 32-year-old Zachary A. Trudeau, Hillsborough, interfering with a peace officer, assault 4, resist arrest, attempt escape 3. Notably, Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, recently called the Antifa violence ravaging Portland a myth.